You know, when I was young, when I grew up, I said something is very strange. Why is the God sitting on the altar and the food are still there? Their mouth, but not eating it. So I was very fascinated. It's only later on that God became my exceeding reward. You know, God appeared to Abraham. Speak to him, saw his heart. And you know, Abraham was wondering about all these idols of stones. He knew something was not right. But you know, men do not search for God. Men do not seek after God. It's God seeking after man. And God began to stir up Abraham's heart. Stir up his spirit. And that's what God was dealing with my life. And then one day, my own mother began to talk to me about Jesus. But she was from a Methodist background. But she fell in love with my father, who is not a believer. My father's father there is my grandfather in China. I never know him. My father said he was a Christian. But I don't know what sort of Christian, whether he's a Catholic or Protestant. My father was not happy with Christianity because the Roman Catholic and all these other denominations that went to China and took the land. That's why my father does not want to be a Christian. He asked me, he told me, he said, do you know your grandfather? I said, of course, I don't know. He asked me, he said, do you know why I am called in the Chinese name? He said, do you know your grandfather gave me this Chinese name, Tian Chu? Which means the Savior, the Lord. You know, I didn't know anything about my grandfather. My father came from China to Singapore. And he has always been against Christianity. Because of what the system that the Roman Catholic had done. And what the white men had gone to China and how they deceived the people. Drug the people. Drug. Give them the opium. And took away their properties. And so that's how my father to this day, now he's very old. He's about 91, 93 now, I think. To be 92 because he was born in 1911. But he doesn't want to believe. You see, I was like that, growing up in such environment like Abraham. But my mother talked to me about Jesus. And that as a little boy, 10, 11 years old, that name just so sweet. You all know the songs? Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And we all know that. And I just cannot overcome that name just coming, ringing in my ear. And that's how God began to deal with Abraham. God began to speak to Abraham. And then one day God says, you come out of your motherland. Come out of your kindred. Your uncle, your father, your mother, your auntie. Everybody. And take your own household with you. And I'm going to take you to a land. Far away from here. Abraham. He heard it. He believed God. He packed his bag. And he set off. Long journey. Thousands of miles. Travel down towards Canaan land. And God said to Abraham, I'm going to make you father of many nations. And you know, Abraham was 75 years old. And Sarah, 65. Well, she has a menopause yet. And Abraham, 75 years, I don't know how long they were married. Probably in that time they must have married very young. Assuming that Sarah was 18 years old. And Abraham was 28 years old. Now, they must have been so long and still do not get a child. You know how terrible that is? It is not good for men to be alone, we understand that. But it is also not good for a couple not to have a child. Now he is 75 and Sarah 65. Go all the way right down to Canaan land. God promised him, I'll make you father of many nations. So Abraham waited and had patience and believed God. Then in this chapter here, God appeared to him. He said, Abraham, I am your exceeding great reward. Oh, I like that. You know what's a reward? You know what's a reward? Oh yes, no, Jonathan has two child now, two children. What's the name of the boy? Oh, David, I'm sorry, I forgot. David, if you do this, I will give you 100 pesos and you can go buy a toy. David said, yes. So David did this, and he got a reward, right? Yes. Yes. God said, I am your exceeding great reward. Reward is something you earn. Did you earn anything? To get a reward, you must do something. But did we do anything? Did we do anything to earn the reward from God? Did Abraham, had he done anything to receive the reward from God? Not at all. He said, Abraham, I am your reward. I gave myself to you. What did Abraham do? He didn't do nothing. God called him. Man, he didn't seek God. God seek him out. We didn't talk for God. We did not seek God. But God seek us. And he's our reward. That's why Jesus said, I gave myself to you. I am your reward. You didn't do anything to earn me. I give myself to you. Now you think about that. That's why I love Abraham. Oh, I just love him. A man, just God just called him. Out of all his people out there in Mesopotamia. And he took him. And he said to him, Abraham, I am your exceeding great reward. I am your reward. You have me. You don't need of anything else. You have me. You have everything. What else do you want? What else do you want? We have Christ. What else did Abraham want? He has Yahweh. And Abraham believed God. Because he simply didn't believe God. You know, that's one thing about Abraham. He had faith. God said it, I believe it. And that settles it. And don't you try to argue with me about it. In all the time when God dealt with Abraham, God did not deal with Sarah. God is the man that God is after. If God takes the head, the body will follow. Is that right? Sure. That's why when God judged the serpent, the head, the vicious serpent, the body follows. Do you know that, don't you? When God stripped the serpent of his leg and limbs, the same thing, Mr. Serpent also became a snake. God takes the head, the body will follow. Sure. And I believe it. And you men, you brothers, you better have the faith for your household. Cornelius, if you can believe, thou shalt be saved and thy household. I see here we have, I was telling Brother Franco yesterday, there is twice as much woman here than men. I wonder what happened to the man. More sisters in the church than brothers. It seems that the men folks are not going to believe Christ. Let me tell you this, sisters. We are living in a time of grace. If you can believe, just like Abraham, you can claim the same promise. Because you are under grace. We are no longer in the Old Testament. We are being pulled back all to the beginning. Why in the sight of God, men and women are equal as far as salvation is concerned. We have the same right to come to the throne of God and claim the promise. Abraham was a man of faith. He believed. When he believed, he became a friend of God. You know what a friend is? Abraham was God's friend. The first man that I know was God's friend. The friend of God. You know, sometimes we call ourselves servants of God. He was a disciple. But he just said, I no longer call you servant, I call you my friend. I call you my friend. Because to a servant, the master reveals nothing. But I call you my friend, and I'll reveal to you what's in my heart. Oh, Abraham, he's 75 years old, 80 years old. Oh, he just jumped for joy like a little boy. Yes, I'm a friend of God. You know, that's what makes Abraham so special before God. Was because when God said something, he believed God. He took one step towards God. When God reveals something to him, he takes another step and moves closer to God. That's what God wants every one of us to do the same. Can you move with God? You know, here we see here, I am your exceeding great reward, Abraham. But you know, God, I'm childless. And so Abraham says, I'm childless. You know, God revealed himself to Abraham. Abraham revealed what's in his heart to God. It seems that as deep Abraham as if that God doesn't know what's in Abraham's heart. You know that God knows our heart. And the Bible says even before we bring our request to the Lord knows about it. Is that right? Amen. Well, then why do we pray? God knows after all, knows everything. Then why do we come to God? Sometimes you know, oh God, you know everything, right? Okay. But you know the trouble is that God wants to talk with you. He wants to you to express yourself to Him. That's what He wants. It's not good for man to be alone. God wants to have a fellowship with you. He wants you to talk with Him. Oh yes. And I believe Brother Jonathan wants Brother David to talk to him. That's what we call a relationship. Oh, Abraham was God's friend. He was full of obedience. And that's why we get the reward. Added upon us, pour upon us for all our needs that we have on this earth. Because God is our exceeding reward. You know, when God gave Himself to us, we have need of nothing. But God knows our daily needs on this earth. And we don't have to worry about tomorrow. He will supply. He will supply. If we can take a step towards Him as He takes a step towards us. Now, when we talk about Abraham, we talk about one important subject. And that is time. The time. I know there are a lot of people that say, no, we are not in the Old Testament. We don't have the time. We don't have to pay time. So you don't have to pay time. Nobody asks you to pay time. We are under grace. We don't have to pay. Not one cent. Not once in double. You don't have to. After all, we are under grace. That's what I like about grace. We don't have to pay. But look at Abraham. Abraham! There was no law in the days of Abraham. When did the law come? It came in the day of Moses. In the day of Abraham was grace. God was grace to Abraham. I am your reward. I give myself to you. Did Abraham give anything to God? Nothing. But you see, Abraham was learning from God. He was his friend. You know, friend began to share secrets. And when you know, after a while, friends, they are so close together, they are like brothers. Am I right? Yes. And then you know, one day when Abraham went out to fight in the battle of the kings, he got all the spoils from the battle. And he said, okay, I'm going to give God a tenth part of it. One tenth. That's fine. 10%. Now, you must consider yourself very, very fortunate. That Abraham did not say, let me see. I'm going to give 20% to God. Then many of you say, wow, 20%, that's a lot of money. You know, Abraham was a man God did not ask him for a tithe. No. Because God did himself to Abraham. Now Abraham responds. And he knows that God knows the future. And I believe somewhere along the line, God has revealed himself to Abraham something about the future. So Abraham says, I'm going to give one tenth to God. And God says, thank you very much. Abraham says, I'll keep the 90%. I say, Abraham, I'm your exceeding great reward. Because you believe, I have given you all this point. And you respond as you will. You respond as you are led. So Abraham did a tenth, not 20%. Now, that's not the law. That's under grace. Here we are today. How many of you believe here that you are a child of Abraham? Yes. Do you think the Jews are children of Abraham? They are children of Abraham by the flesh. But we are children of Abraham by the promise. So if we are children of Abraham, if we come from his loins, through the promised seed, then how come we don't behave like our father? Oh, one month I got only 3,000 pesos, and 300 is a lot of money. I only earned 100 pesos today. 10 pesos is a lot to give to God. And God is looking down at your heart. Can you not believe like Abraham? And if you believe that God himself is our reward, why can't you respond and believe God? Can't you not respond and believe God? That he is a God that will supply all our needs. Yes. See, God is not forcing you to give. He wants you to respond like Abraham responded. Abraham, can you believe me? Abraham said, yes. I am your extreme great reward. I believe. Abraham just responds. That's why God blessed him. And he said, Abraham, all this land, your feet, every step you take, it's yours. And Abraham went out, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. You know, Sarah, my husband is getting a little bit senile. You okay, husband? You okay? Well, I'm okay. So why are you acting like that? If you only know my God. Sarah says, sure, I don't know your God. Sarah was a pagan. Sure. And all the servants. Abraham was telling them about his God. He was telling them that these stones and all this wood, they are not God. You know, the servant began to observe Abraham. Here was an old man, now he's 80 years old. Every time for the last 5 years he said, oh, God is going to give me this land. And he act like a, I don't know, so childish. Yes, I've got this land here. You know how they act. Everybody's watching, they're watching. 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road, oh, God appeared to Abraham. And then one day God said to Abraham, he said to Abraham, say, Abraham, can you count the sand on a seesaw? God, how do you count it? Well, you see, Abraham, you can't count it, but so shall your seed be. Wow. Abraham says, okay, I understand. Now, Abraham, count the stars if you can. The same thing. How shall I count them? So shall thy seed be. You have two things here. Count the stars if you can. Count the sand if you can. Abraham says, wow. That means I'm the father of many nations. You say that. I believe it. But now you talk about the stars. And you talk about the sand. I am more than the father of many nations. That means you are telling me something. I know what you're telling me. I know what you're telling me. I am the father of two kinds of nations. The heavenly nations and the earthly nations. Oh, heaven, oh, heaven, you know. But, you know, God reviewed Abraham step by step. And Abraham, when he walked with God, oh, he was so happy. He knows. And you are the star. You are sitting in the heavenly places. The children of Israel. Those Israelites. They're going to have their kingdom. And it will be an earthly kingdom. Because they're going to be earthly people. Oh my. When Abraham heard that, oh, there is a promised seed. Spiritual. There is a promised seed that is natural. Oh, then come the day that Sarah said, you know, my good husband, I'm getting old. I'm drying up. Take Ishmael. I mean, I take Hagar to get a child. But you know, Abraham says, look, my good woman, God said the promise comes to you. Comes to me. For so many years, we have been married. We don't get a child. I don't know about your God. He has been promised you things when we love. Ura Kaidi. He has given you this promise since you love. At that time I was 65. But I was still hoping that I still had energy and strength to give you a shot. But now I'm getting old. Take Hagar. You know, Sarah said, I want to carry a little baby. You know, woman, when it's natural, mother instinct. And when Abraham looked at Sarah, I said, oh my. I know how much you want to carry a child. But remember this. God says it comes to you. But I will do what you say since you want a baby. So he went to Hagar. And Ishmael was born. But later, of course, you know what happened? The born woman began to despise Sarah. And there were problems. But later on again, God came and visited Abraham. And promised him. And then one day, at the age of 99 years old, you know, God did not deal with Sarah. Because after all, the women are weaker vessels. So God deal with the head. And now over in chapter 8, 17. Abraham was 90 years and 9. And the Lord appeared to him. Walk before me, Abraham, and did thou profess. When God make a covenant with Abraham, he can never break the covenant. When we make a covenant with each other, if I were to do this, you would do this, we agree. Then we shake our hands. That's our agreement. But when God makes a covenant, he is bound to his own word. You understand? When God makes a covenant with Abraham, he is not bound to Abraham. He is bound to his own word. And there are two things, two immutable things, unchangeable, that Paul said. That is, that when God makes a covenant, he swears by himself. And when he makes a promise and an oath being given, he can never change this. He sticks to his own word. That's why God must fulfill his own word. He said it, he will do it. So he said, Abraham. Now Abraham was 99 now. For 24 years, he had been believing God. Now he's getting a little bit tired. Very old now. So he says, what about Sarah? How old was Sarah? Sarah was 10 years younger. 89. Oh, she's an old man, old woman now. Huh? Wrinkle. White hair. Very tired. Now God came to Abraham. I want you to look here now. Verse 1, 2, and 3. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply the exchange. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him. Fell on his face. Every time when God appeared to Abraham, he worshipped God. He fell on his face with reverence before God. You know, one day later on, just a couple of days down the road, three men came to Abraham.
Abraham was out there in the tent and he saw three men came. And then he says, "Sir, don't pass by. Come and sit down and have a little snack. Have some good tea. And I'll get you some real nice roast beef. Roast me or lamb. And I'll get you some honey, some milk." The three men came and sat down. "Sarah, Sarah, quick. Get the best lamb and roast it. Prepare something nice." Who are those men? "Just do it to the woman. They are visitors." God didn't talk to him. He began to talk to Abraham. You know what Abraham said to, what did God say to Abraham? He said, "You will no longer be called Abraham, but be called Abraham. So will also your wife be Sarah, no longer, but Sarah." And next year, in the season of life, your wife shall conceive. Now, behind the stranger, the messenger, was where Sarah was doing her work. Of course, Sarah heard. "I'm old and I'm kicking a job. Wow. Can I have bread here?" Why did Sarah laugh? Whoops. I didn't laugh. Oh, you did. But look at this, chapter 17. When God appeared a few days before that and talked to Abraham, in verse 17, Abraham fell upon his face and laughed. Verse 15, read. And God said to Abraham, "As for Sarah thy wife, thou shalt not call her Sarah, but Sarah shall her name be, and I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her." And Abraham fell upon his face and laughed, saying in his heart, "Shall a child be born to him that is 100 years old, and shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear?" Abraham was alarmed. But there is a difference between the laughter of Abraham and the laughter of Sarah. When God speaks to Abraham, he always fell on his face and worshiped God. And Abraham says, "You know, I'm going to give a son to Sarah, your wife." And Abraham laughed. You know what he laughed like? "Oh yes, I'm going to be a father of her. Oh yeah, I'm going to have a child, yeah. Oh, the man I need, I'm so old and my wife is old, we're going to have a child. Oh yes. Can I believe it? I believe it." Oh, that's what Abraham, he was laughing, he was rejoicing. It wasn't a laughter of unbelief. Can a man 100 years old bear? Now if there is an old man here and an old woman here, you know you're already dried up, and God spoke to you and said, "I'm going to give you a child," you can love like Abraham. You can go and tell everybody, "I'm 75 years old. Can a 75 year old woman give birth?" Yes, you better believe it, because God told me that. That's what Abraham was like. He was laughing because he was so happy, because it is true. The Bible says, Paul in his epistle said, that Abraham never staggered. Not one moment. Did he have any doubt? From 75, God dealt with him. And because when God says something, he believed it, he took a step towards God. Then God began to reveal more, he moved closer towards God. He is moving from one place of glory to another. Until he's so close to God that he can laugh with God. Abraham, I'm going to give you a child. Next year when you're 100, I'm going to give it to your wife. When she is 90 years next year. Abraham said, oh, ha, 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 ha. Oh, man, 100 years old, give birth, yes. Oh, I got to laugh with him. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Can we laugh with God? Oh. I am your exceeding great reward. I have given myself to you. That's the reason why we need to learn to hear the voice of God. When we begin to hear the voice of God, then we can begin to learn to understand the revelation of God. Because when God speaks, He is revealing Himself to us. That's right. When He reveals Himself to us, the revelation, the truth, we better receive it. Because one of these days, we're going to see Him face to face. Now the world says that we are crackpot. You know we are crackpot? Crackpot. You know, James said a man must be tried by fire. Abraham, for 24 years is a long time. Consider that he's 75 years old. So I knew Christ at the age of 11 years or 12. I'm now 56 years old. So I would say that I know the Lord for 44 years old. 44 years old, no. But still, it's a long time. But out of these 44 years, not all my life of 44 years was I on trial. We went on a trial on and off. Is that right? Right. But then at some stage in our life, the trial will come very strong now. Just think about it, Abraham, 75. 75. Such old. And he walked with God for 24 years in that age. And the servants are looking at Abraham. The wife is looking at Abraham. And those seven does not know the God of Abraham. God gave grace to them. The wife and the servants. That's why later on you can see just before the birth of Isaac. You know, that was his Eliezer that Abraham mentioned. And later on, when Abraham wanted to get a wife for Isaac, he talked to Eliezer. Now, what's the fame of Abraham? Because of his life, Eliezer began to know the God of Abraham. You go and get a wife for my son. I don't know what to do. So you go, God's with you. So you know, Elijah, when he went, he was talking to God. Lord, you know, you show me the woman and so forth. Oh, Elijah, not the God of Abraham. You know, the day that when God makes the promise, the three men that came and spoke the word to Abraham. Oh, there was something that happened. Abraham's body began to change. Sarah's body began to change. Oh, every time they look into the mirror, Sarah is a little younger. Oh, my. The skin is no longer dry and crusty. It's smooth. Oh, my. Abraham is getting a little stronger. Yes. And then they went down to a place, and here came Amalek. Amalek looked at Sarah. Wow. That's a beautiful woman. It's not an old lady. Something happened. You know, as I said this, and I believe this, that if the body is not prepared, you cannot receive the seed. That's the reason why the body of Abraham and Sarah must be prepared. There has to be a rejuvenation, a revival in the body. Revive. Make new again. Give it strength. And then the seed can come. Then the promised son can come. The same thing with the church of the living God. You are the body of Christ. There must be spoken word. The body will have to be revived. And sickness vanish. Affliction flee away. And all the body be made whole. And then the son will come. Then we will receive the promised son. Oh my. That's what we are looking for. But remember this. You have the anointing. You have the zeal. The zeal will take you to the word. So that the way will be straight. Don't be like the Pharisees. Don't be like the Sadducees. Don't be religious. And don't think that you are so super religious or super spiritual. Like the Pharisees, you know. Like Jamarian maybe. They have all the servant God of a super attitude. Oh, don't be like the American man that came last year. I come to help in this perfect confusion. You know, there are people just like that. They think that when they whistle, and heaven will also, they think that when they say the word, heaven will obey. No. There is a certain relationship that we have to keep in our faith with God. And that is walk like Abraham walked with God. Full of faith. Never doubt. That's why Abraham believed God. And God imputed upon him righteousness. Think about it. God imputed upon him righteousness all because Abraham believed. So, it's just so simple. And that's all it takes from us. God said it. You know it's true. Believe it. Don't argue with the word. Just believe it. And God will will do it. He will fulfill it. May the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Take that which, Father, that has been knitted out. You open it, Lord, a little more. Unfold it, Lord God, a little bit more to these people that sit before you, Lord. We are so filled with joy because, Lord, you are our exceeding great reward. We are just as filthy rags and some vessels that are dirty and filthy, Lord, in this world. But you came seeking for us. And you picked up every one of us. And you wash it clean. And you fill our life with your spirit. You said that you are our reward, and we are so thankful and so joyful, Lord. We can just think of Abraham. Oh, how happy he must really be when the promise, Lord, you have given him was fulfilled. On the day you spoke to him, Lord, that you're going to give a son in the following year. Oh, an old man just couldn't believe his years. And he went about his camp, and all the people, the servants, the household, must be wondering now, has he gone bonkers or he's gone crazy? But I know, Lord, that some of those households, those servants, knew that Abraham must have seen you and know you, Lord, as a friend. Knew you as one who was his exceeding great reward. And Abraham never failed to believe in it, you, Lord. And when Abraham went into the camp and announced to all the people there that you are going to give him a son next year, oh my, the people are just taken in awe, Lord, knowing that here is a man who said next year you are going to give him a child. And they just watched. And a couple of months down the road, here was Sarah, and Abraham's body began to change, and then Sarah got pregnant and was carrying a child. Oh my, Abraham was a demonstration of a man with unwavering faith. Stagger not at the belief in the promise that you say that you will do it. So Father, we pray that every one of us today just look at ourselves, that we'll be just like you, Lord, just like your friend Abraham. That we can hold fast to the faith of the thing that you promised. That you are our excellent great reward. And if we have you, we need of nothing else. But any full obedience, Lord, to do exactly what you said to do, just like Abraham did. And I pray, Father, that our faith would not waver one little bit. We commit ourselves to you, Lord, in all that we are, to your word. Because you draw in the word, and we are following you, Lord, in the way that you walk, in the way that you go, and you showing us where you dwell. And as you draw in your word, so we draw in your word. Blessed be thy holy name. We thank you, Lord, to give you all the praise in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. The Lord bless all of you.